Hello, are we in?
I'm in. Okay. We are gonna for Nikki and Anika, but it's just me and you, so it has started recording, by the way.
Okay, well, till then, how about we introduce ourselves?
I'm Anika, what's up?
I'm Ashna.
And yeah, I am into ninth grade.
So am I. And then the other two who are still coming, they're going into eighth grade.
Eighth grade.
By 6 months.
I'll say what I want to do when I grow up, because that tells a lot about a person. At least for me. All my future literally depends on one class next year, but I want to do something in business on the science and medical side. But if that doesn't work, then definitely something in science and or medical. I will probably just, if my business, then I'll probably just take over my dad's company. Yeah.
I honestly don't know what I want to do yet. Like, I have a few ideas. But I actually, currently right now, I enjoy, like, all the subjects. So I feel like ninth grade is really going to be the year for me to figure
out. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because my electives that I've chosen, I feel like are going to help me figure out, like, what I like and what I don't like.
Okay. Anika forgot her login, so she'll do that. So she's making a new one.
Oh, mine? I just signed up through email.
Yeah, I did too. Unless, she probably didn't hit, sign in through Google and whatever. But that's okay. We're okay. But yeah. Welcome to ABCD.
This is our podcast, and do you want to explain what ABCD stands for?
It stands for American Born Confused Desi. All of us are first generation Indian American born. So we've all been here, but our parents have been born in India. And yeah. We are also very confused because I don't know if... I'm sorry, I choked. I'm okay. We're okay. But yeah, we are all first born Americans.
But the way I like to say it is American born.
Hi. Sorry, it took me a while to join.
It's fine.
Oh, welcome, you're okay. Anika.
Well, you can now introduce yourself. Me and Ashna have.
I'm Anika, and I'm 13 years old. Some things I like to do is honestly just watch Netflix, and that's about it.
We said what you want to do when you grow up. If you don't know, then say something else.
Yeah, I don't really know. At some point, I wanted to be a lawyer, but I'm not really sure about that anymore. So,
yep. Oh, yeah. At some point, I wanted to be a lawyer. That's still on my list of ideas.
Yeah.
I wanted to be an astronaut, and I still sort of do. But
I think everyone wanted to be, like, an astronaut, or, like, I want to be a doctor or a vet when they were, like, 5 years old. I remember having a phase where I wanted to be a firefighter.
So that's interesting. I never really knew. I guess I wanted to be a singer at some point.
I think we all did.
I mean, I still want to be a singer, but to be a singer, you need to know how to sing.
Yeah, I mean, we can all sing.
In my dreams, I will be able to sing.
Yeah, I mean, I can sing. Obviously, I'm just not a good singer.
Yeah. So now we are waiting on one more person, and then we will begin with our actual podcast. This is we're just trying to fill the air and not sit here in silence and all this be awkward.
Hey,
Nikki! Hi, welcome.
Hi. Say who you are and, you know, tell something a little bit about yourself.
I'm Nikki. I'm a swimmer. There's nothing really other than that about myself besides I'm Indian. I can't say where I'm from or anything, so yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, we're all pretty normal people. Except for Ashna. She's written a book.
Yeah, she's literally written a book.
She's the most interesting out of all of us.
Yeah.
It's called Drone Spirits. Buy it on Amazon.
Or I'll buy it too, Ashna.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. Sorry, I don't know what that laugh was.
Wait, guys, I forgot my notes. Can I go get them?
Yes, you can go get them.
Okay, keep talking until I get them.
Ashna also has some. I don't know if you have.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't prepare for this, but yeah. Basically, what we're going to be doing is, for this first one, it's just going to be a general outline of what we'll normally be doing. And today we're going to talk about three controversial topics and give our own views. As we were planning them, we realized they're not really related to anything to do with ABCD. So this time they're just general controversial topics. And next time they're going to be more focused towards like Indian culture, hopefully.
So basically we just wanted to do something where, because we're all of age, we're all teenagers now, and I'm pretty sure the people who are listening to this, oh, they're Gen Z, they're crazy, you know, but I feel like we should have a voice and voice our opinions about everything. But there's a difference between having an opinion and then being fascist. Just saying. But
okay, yeah. I got my notes. I was scared for a second. I lost them.
But we just
also, did you guys?
Yeah.
Wait, sorry, you can finish.
Oh, but we just wanted to do this because we wanted to, you know, be a group of people that'll be known for voicing their own opinions in a good way and trying to help people understand why we think the way we think in a way.
Yeah. Also, did you guys let them know that this episode's unfiltered?
Oh, yeah. No, we're doing all of them unfiltered. I don't feel like editing because the editing thing in this is really weird. Because, like, you can only cut the beginning out or, like, the end out. So, so it'll just be, like, a set amount of time, and then we just talk about random stuff. But, yeah.
Sounds good.
Okay, yeah. Nikki.
Okay.
Yeah?
What's your first topic?
Oh, okay. So, the first topic is abortion rights.
Okay.
Okay,
you can start, and then
I'll just say our opinion, and then, like, maybe, like, back it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, I am pro-choice, and so a lot of, like, the reason that a lot of people don't like abortions, it's, like, you're killing a person, you're killing a child, but it's, like, most of the time, that fetus is just literally a clump of cells. It is not gonna, like, it's not gonna support itself outside of that body. So it's not a person.
Yeah, 'cause I think it needs its mom's milk to survive, basically.
Yeah, and then
I like that baby stuff.
You know what I was just, like, kind of, like, thinking? Everyone, like, when it comes to, like, mass, which is, like, another controversial topic, which shouldn't be, but anyway. So some people are like, oh my gosh, my body, my choice, I just shouldn't have to wear a mask. But it's, like, just apply that same knowledge to, like, abortions, you know? Yeah.
People get that.
Like, it's basically what they're trying to say. But another thing that I kind of, like, I found online and then I kind of agreed with. So, just women, cis women aren't the only ones who, like, you know, need abortions. It's also trans men who maybe are pregnant and they need the abortion.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's like, you know, I'm just saying, I'm pretty sure they don't want to have a baby if they, like, identify as a male.
Yeah. No, yeah, I understand.
I mean, like, they don't want to give birth to.
Yeah, I go? Because I have two things, and there's no hate towards this person that I'm going to talk about, but I don't know if you've heard about the whole drama with Danielle Cohn. But
I haven't. What
I'll explain it to the people, like, to you guys, and then to the people who are probably listening. I don't know why you're listening, but you're listening.
thank you.
But so she, a couple weeks ago, I think sometime in January, so that was not a couple weeks ago, but you get what I mean. Some time ago, she was on live and she was saying it was a Friday night, because she said, oh, on Monday, I'm getting a personal medical procedure done. And there was recently a leaked phone or, like, conversation between her and her mother, where her mother was like, I've let you do all these things. I've let you get an abortion. And everyone's like, okay, this, you know, thing is probably about, or that thing, her personal medical procedure was probably about that abortion. Yeah. And so, and she, recently she got a tattoo where it was angel wings and it said 128.20. She, there was a video, a TikTok that was, you know, the one sound that's like from Inside Out, take it to the moon for me, will you? Yeah. That video was also posted about, and then she was like crying and everything. And people
so it's probably about the like baby.
About her baby. And I totally support her for doing that. I mean, she's only 14, as people say. Mm-hmm. She's only 14, so she's literally our age. And I totally respect it. I mean, if I got pregnant at 14, first I would be dead, so it wouldn't really matter. But then I totally respect her and support her for doing that. But people have been, like, spreading rumors, and they're not, like, horrible rumors. Like, oh, she got pregnant by, like, some random guy. But it was someone that she knew. No hate, but, like, you know. Mm-hmm. But that was the whole thing, and
and we're all pro-choice.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Yeah, I'll talk about that.
Let me just wait. Can I say something?
Yes.
So I used to not be pro-choice when I didn't even really, I wasn't really sure what it was. Because I remember you guys were talking about it. I was like, why would someone like get rid of their baby? Because I didn't really like know. You know?
Yeah.
But then I kind of, like, looked at stuff. I, like, educated myself on it. I was like, I was so stupid. And then I kind of, I switched.
Yeah, I remember not knowing what the, like, what pro-life and pro-choice was. And then I did my research about it, and I was like, oh, I mean, I thought about, like, all the things that might have happened. Someone could be as an unfit mother, and they didn't want to have the baby, or they didn't have the financial resources. It could have been a rape baby. It could have been... You know, and I was like, it's also the woman's, like, it's the lady's choice. It's, and I think that, you know, I don't know if you've seen the videos where it's like, if it's emotional, it's basically emotional abuse where the guy in the relationship is like, if you don't get rid of that baby, I'm breaking up with you, and then I'm going to go jump off a bridge, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, sometimes they're put in that situation, which, like, you don't want to be, some people will feel alone, because maybe that's the only person they have. And they'll make this decision to, like, get rid of the baby because they don't want to lose that person.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Could I go ahead and say what I think?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, again, like they've said before, I'm pro-choice. And for multiple reasons, like, one, and especially in cases of rape, incest, stuff like that, when the mother... So, in cases like that, that's not even, like, the mother didn't even choose to have a baby.
Yeah.
But, like, even, let's just say a woman does, like, they know what they're doing, but, like, they still need to have the right to choose whether or not, because it's not just the woman who took part in, like, having the baby. The male also was a part of it. So, like, if the man can just, like, run away or can just go away and the woman has to face, like, and raise the baby by herself, like, that's not fair. So she should have the choice to do whatever she wants. Like, if she feels it's the best option, then that should be her right. Like, it's her body. Like, literally, it's her body. Men shouldn't be telling women, like, what to do with their
body. And even women are telling women, like, oh, you shouldn't.
Like, no, it's like some people already feel guilty when they do it. You're just making them feel more guilty, you know?
Yeah, no, I understand, like, I read an article about this. I did my research when I was looking up, oh, what is pro-life and pro-choice, but I remember reading in that article, it was like, someone was using protection, but, you know, stuff can happen with that, because, you know, it's not the most reliable thing, it's literally a piece of plastic, so, like, you could also use, like, protection and then still get pregnant. That is possible.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's, like, a 97% chance that that the condom or, like, whatever protection you use will even work.
Yeah, so.
And also, even if they made an abortion, like, illegal and it was, like, a crime, like, that doesn't stop abortions. That just makes them less safe and, like, more chance that something will go wrong with the baby or something will go wrong with, like, the woman. So, like, if we make it, like, legal, it's more of a chance that, like, the woman will end up safe or like alive, you know.
Mm-hmm. Four things.
I was just bambling, so.
Yeah, should we move on to the next topic? I searched up where is abortion illegal in the United States, because that's where we live. And this is what showed up. However, individual states can regulate and limit the use of abortion or create trigger laws, which abortion would be made illegal within the first and second trimesters if Roe were overturned by the Supreme Court of the United States. Also, nine states, Alabama, Arizona, Arkansas, Michigan, Mississippi, New Mexico, have banned abortion.
Really?
Oh, sorry, my bad. Four states have legally banned it.
Yeah.
Which is Arkansas, Kentucky, Missouri, Tennessee.
Wait, they banned it, like, completely?
Yeah, like, you can't. If you get pregnant, you have to birth the baby.
Can you make sure you cite the source? What's that source? Because we don't want to get sued and, like, to make sure it's reliable.
Gut Matcher Institute.
Was it dot what?
Dot org.
Okay. Okay, wait, one more thing. I want to, when you were talking, what were you saying about Roe v. Wade? Because,
hold on, I'm looking in the article. This was published December 10th of 2019. Stuff might have changed, but
okay, well, just for viewers, I just wanted to let you guys know, Roe v. Wade is, like, a Supreme Court case, and it's, like, a really huge case, and it was, like, it was a long time ago, in the 1970s, I think, and what it was about is that, like, it basically says that, it basically says that the government can't excessively control a woman's right to abortion.
I will read you what this thing has said. This is just under abortion ban, so I'm going to read fast, so stay with me. Nine states enacted an age ban, like, of how many weeks along you have to be to still be able to get an abortion. Alabama has a total ban on abortion at any time and any point in pregnancy. Georgia, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, Ohio banned abortion when fetal heartbeat can be detected, which could be interpreted as early to be as 6 weeks of pregnancy. Missouri has banned abortion at 8 weeks. Arkansas and Utah have banned at 18 weeks. In all these states except Louisiana, lawsuits were filed to challenge the legislation, and bans are not currently in effect. In Louisiana, the law will not go into effect unless the Mississippi ban is upheld. Indiana and North Dakota have banned the method that is standard care for surgical abortion about after 14 weeks of pregnancy. Enforcement of the Indiana ban has been blocked pending the outcome of litigation, while the North Dakota ban will not go into effect unless Roe versus Wade is overturned. Mississippi and West Virginia currently have a ban in place on this method of abortion. Arkansas, Kentucky, Missouri, and Utah banned abortion of a fetus that has or may have Down syndrome.
That's so sad.
Kentucky and Missouri.
I thought you're pro-choice.
Wait, never mind. Yeah, I know. I am, but still.
Kentucky and Missouri have also banned abortion.
Oh, wait, I thought
it
meant that, like, for a second I thought it was, like, anyone with who's having a baby with Down syndrome should get rid of it.
No.
And I was Should we move on
to the next topic?
The Utah ban will also go if Roe versus Wade is overturned. Bans are in effect.
Before we switch to the next topic, I just need to say this. Yeah. This is something that I really believe in. It's like in quotes, so it might not sound right. Anyway, personhood becomes after a fetus becomes viable or able to survive outside the womb or after birth, not at conception. So, just saying, you're not killing a person, you're killing a fetus, a clump of cells.
I would consider the baby to be a baby once they find the heartbeat. So, like,
that's,
after...
No, that's really... I don't consider that, because that's really early, and that's what a lot of pro-choice or pro-life people say after they find their heartbeat. Hold on. And people usually don't find out they're pregnant until, like, 2 weeks, sometimes 3 weeks. So, like, they barely have any time to decide. And, like, they would have to do it super early.
Yeah, I wouldn't consider, even though it has a heartbeat, I wouldn't consider it a baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like if you're, like, at 9 months.
And yeah, that's where it's kind of like, that's where it's if like, you're just about to have the baby.
That's,
that's not safe, really, anyway. You or the baby, but I mean,
yeah, you can also have a miscarriage and you wouldn't know.
Yeah,
a miscarriage usually happens in the first 3 months of pregnancy before 12 weeks.
Yeah,
I mean, forget what I said about the heartbeat, but like, I would consider the baby a baby once it is out of its mother.
Yeah. I would, yeah, I said, like, and it said in my notes that once it is able to survive outside the womb, that's when I would consider it a baby.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so now we're going to wrap this topic up.
Move on to the next one. Thanks.
Should I say it?
Yeah. Well, you're the only one that has it.
I don't even remember what the third one is. Oh, wait, no, I do. I think I do. Okay, anyway. So, the second one is gun control.
Okay.
So, you guys can go first this time. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll go first because this is a topic I have very strong views on. I feel like guns should just be banned, but obviously there's way more people opposed to that. So, I think we should take, like, slower steps. One thing we definitely need is a background check because in... the state I'm not going to say what state we're in now, but, like, in some states, they don't even have background checks, which just covers basic things. Like, if you've had a criminal record, or, like, if you have mental health issues, or important stuff like that. Like, would you want somebody who's been in jail because of a crime with a gun and has mental health issues to have a gun? Like, I'm pretty sure nobody would want that, right? So, like, having a background check isn't really hurting anybody, and in fact, it's helping people.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember exactly where I got this stat, but I'm pretty sure that 97% of Americans, no matter what political party they belong to, agree that we should at least have background checks.
Yeah.
So that's one important thing I think we really need.
Yeah.
I also think we should ban, like, automatic rifles. Like, why do we need something that's, like, so damaging? Like, I know people say they want it for, quote-unquote, self-defense.
Yeah.
But, like, if nobody else had guns, you wouldn't need guns for self-defense.
And, like, even if there would be something else, like, you can use that same force. Yeah. You can hit them. You can grab some item and hit them, you know? It's like, it's not a gun is the only thing you can use. And plus, guns are rarely used in self-defense anyway.
Yeah.
To bear arms.
Plus, a bunch of other countries, like New Zealand, Canada, Australia, just off of the top of my head.
Yeah, they have a lot of gun control. Like, a lot.
And and the results have really, or, like, the benefits of that have really showed from those countries. Mm-hmm. It's not like the U.S. would be the first country to try it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's been proven that banning guns, or, like, limiting guns works. Like, I know people say it's your Second Amendment, right? But another thing I want to bring up is that back then, guns were not as powerful as they are today.
Yeah.
Like, today, they can kill
those same people
within seconds.
You know what makes me laugh? Those same people that are like, we need guns because it's our Second Amendment right, are, like, trying to get rid of the 19th Amendment, which is women's right to vote. So it's like, it doesn't really match up, you know?
Yeah. Can I go?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I think there should be at least some gun control because I would honestly feel safer, like, you know, going to bed or going to school because we live in the freaking United States.
We live in a place where it's normal to practice, like, what happens when there is a school shooting.
We had to practice if a shooter were to come to our school, we had to practice what we would do. Like, and just happened. Like, just about multiple that times is, like, is it blows it's my crazy. Mind that we even have to do that. This like
I bet they don't do that in other countries. No, like, practice yeah. what would happen if someone's gonna come in with a gun and kill
you. And you know, yeah. Like everyone's like, when mm-hmm. when a white person, it's usually when a white person does it, like comes to a school, shoots like at a school shooting, they're all like, oh my gosh, he had some mental issues. But it's like, if there was gun control and they went in a background check and checked like their mental state, this probably wouldn't have happened.
Yeah.
Or it could just be an excuse that you had that he had mental mm-hmm. issues, or he might have had it and gun control would have taken care of that. So
yeah, I would also feel like safer going to bed knowing that someone who has been charged with a felony that involves a firearm in general is like, you know, doesn't have the resources to go and get another one or to even own one, because, you know, we live in a place where it's anywhere in the world where robberies are like a normal thing. And with being Indian, it's also higher for us because we carry a lot of expensive jewelry. Things.
Lots of jewelry.
Yeah, and that is on the more expensive side of things. And
yeah, I heard that, like, this wasn't recently, mm-hmm. but I think it was a few months ago where the crime rates for, like, Indians in their homes stealing jewelry had went up so much that, like, my parents had to hide everything.
Yeah, we have hid, like, our really expensive jewelry. Yeah. I'm not going to disclose where, of course.
Obviously not.
But it is hidden. I know where it is, but, like, yeah. Yeah,
I'm not going to say it.
Then I'll continue.
Say something.
So I also think there should definitely be gun control. And, like, we're already, like, so young, and if we grow up and, like, by the time we're 20, if this still is going on, like, that's kind of sad, you know? Like, because, like, right now, like you said, like, I want to go to bed at night and not be scared that somebody out there who has mental issues
mm-hmm.
has a gun, mm-hmm. you know? And, like, I feel like we need to do something about it now because we're already so young and, like, have a lot of work ahead of us.
Okay, hold on.
Wait, sorry, one more thing.
Yeah.
I want to add is what I feel is the number one argument against banning guns is that people use it for self-defense. That's why
you could hit them. You could throw stuff at them.
Yeah,
you could...
No, but the thing is, guns are rarely used in self-defense. Like, the majority of people use guns or, like, to go hunting, which I think hunting guns are okay with, but still with, like, regulations and stuff like that, background checks. But more people don't use it for self-defense. Mm-hmm. They use it for, like, they use it to threaten other people or stuff like that.
And, I found it on a website. I was going to write it down, what website I found out, but I forgot to write it down. Anyway, so this is a statistic that I found, that a woman's risk of being murdered increases 500% if a gun is present during a domestic dispute. So, yeah that's, like, most of the time, a gun is not used in self-defense. It's used mostly in domestic, like, abuse.
Yeah.
So.
I will say two things. Going back to the whole being Indian and being robbed, my mom had a friend. She lives pretty close to where I do. I think she's, like, maybe 10 minutes away. She was robbed last year, and all of her jewelry was gone, and the robber had a gun. I think the person who did pulled a gun on my mom's friend. Like,
oh my God.
Yeah, she was basically, like, my mom didn't give me too much detail.
That's terrifying.
Like, yeah, she didn't give me too much detail because, you know, she didn't want to scare me and everything. I was still scared, but, like, I'm still scared now. But, she was, the robber pulled a gun on her and was like, give me all your jewelry. I know you're Indian. And it was when we had Diwali. So, like,
we set out all our credit cards.
Yeah, so they set out everything, and their credit cards got stolen. The the jewelry that was set out got stolen, everything, their car keys, everything got stolen. And they were, and then so like the robber came in through one of the bedrooms and no one was sleeping in the bedroom. And then they went to my mom's friend's room and like was like, get up and show me where you put all this stuff. And then he took the stuff and left.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there should be gun control, at least control, not necessarily a whole gun ban. And I don't know.
I don't think there should be a gun ban. Maybe like lessen the powerfulness of guns and also more gun control, but maybe not a complete ban.
One con of doing a whole gun ban, this is relating to India, so I have to bring it up. But in India, they have put a gun ban, but people still get guns illegally. So I feel like that would just pull the illegal, like, you know, crimes percentage higher.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Unless it's, like, military issued, but I doubt that you get to keep the military.
Yeah. Stuff.
But I think if you, like, look at India, they have it completely banned, but people are still able to get guns, you know. Yeah, so I think illegally. Yeah.
Those are my opinions.
Okay, one thing I do think with a complete gun ban that would be good is then there would be no need to have, like, a gun as self-defense. So, like, if the other person didn't have a gun, then you wouldn't need a gun either.
Yeah. But I understand why people would want one. So let's just say I'm going to make up a scenario here. Let's just say I've been robbed before. Let's just say twice, once on the street and one in my own house. Okay. If I were to keep a gun or something, you know, that I could, you know, not kill someone, but, you know, hurt someone so they can't do it again, I would understand their point of view because they don't want more trauma from getting robbed or for getting, you know, that kind of stuff. I would understand their point of view, but just from the average person who generally, not a lot of people that I know have been robbed or, like, you know, held at gunpoint. So, from the average person, from that perspective, I don't understand why they would need a gun in their house. Like, I need one.
Okay, can I?
Can I also say something?
Go ahead.
Okay, I'll just quickly go first. So, like, I understand that people want to protect themselves, but if I was ever in a situation where I had a gun and I was being robbed, even though I'd want to protect myself, I feel like there's still also trauma of, like, shooting at somebody. Like, that would scare me. Like,
I would much rather hit someone in self-defense or grab something.
Yeah.
Like, you know when, guys, you know when we were in the house and I got super scared? Like, remember when I got super scared?
You were ready to grab something.
Yeah, even if I had a gun there, I wouldn't go for the gun. I was literally going for a knife, and I still would have gone for a knife.
Can I say something after Ashna, because she wanted to say something?
Okay. Yeah, so I would say if, first of all, like you were saying, like the average person doesn't have a need for a gun, and I agree. But then in that case, you could argue that for every single law, like, every law has its exceptions, but, like, the U.S. is trying to, or, like, countries have to make laws for the majority of their citizens.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, even if I was in that scenario where, like, say I'd been robbed multiple times, even by gunpoint, I would feel much, so, like, I would maybe feel safer having my own gun, but rather than that, I would feel safer with the government just not having guns. So that, like, I know, like, no one else would get their hands on it. Or, like, making it harder for people to have guns with, like, background checks. So that then I would I would feel safer knowing that it would be harder for someone mentally ill to get a gun and hurt me.
Yeah. I forgot what I was going to say, so we can move on. If we want to.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah,
okay.
Like, if we
guys want to hear the third one? We can move on to the next topic.
Okay, so the third one is appealing the 19th Amendment, which is the woman's right to vote. So you guys can start again, because I don't want to start.
Can I just say something really fast?
Sure, okay,
should I start? I swear to God, are... I'm going to try and keep my cool here. But the more we go into the future, the more it's going to turn into the past. at this
honestly,
point,
yeah. Yes, it will.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, at this point, I am moving to New Zealand.
Okay, should I go now?
You can come with me.
Mm-hmm. I'll move to Australia, maybe not New Zealand. But...
okay, we get it.
I'm going to be by Daniel Ricciardo.
Oh my god.
Yeah, she loves him a lot, so. But yeah, as a woman, obviously, I can't vote right now, but when I'm older, I personally think that everybody's equal, and it's just dumb
they're
to
like,
think that women
we're
shouldn't
hormonal.
Be able to vote.
We have so many emotions. Like,
I mean, but so do men. It's not like men don't have emotions. And to be fair, all wars have been started by men.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. They're like, it'll start a war in a second, but it's like all wars have already been started by men. So, I mean, you can't say like, oh my god, a woman would do this.
I don't know. I just raised my hand like I was in class. Sorry. Can I?
So we can
talk about this till like the 45 or the 50 mark. But can we also talk about police brutality?
Yes.
This is. I know this is like super controversial, and people will get.
It shouldn't be.
You know,
like, why
hyped
is
up
it
about this? Why but we can talk about this and then that.
I honestly don't get why police brutality is controversial.
Like,
it's bad. Like, they're like, oh my gosh, it doesn't happen. Like, it doesn't happen. Not all cops are bad. All lives matter. Okay, anyway, let's just talk about this, and then I'll talk about it.
Okay, yeah. So, this one, I didn't even know the 19th Amendment was a controversial amendment.
Yeah, like, I know. Ashna was like, what? We were discussing them,
ago,
and then I was like, how about
saying...
this? And Ashna's like, why is that controversial? And I was like, I don't know. Why is it?
No, yeah, people were talking about this a couple months ago, saying that, oh, because women have their periods and everything, they get so, you know, like, their brain isn't wired correctly over their period
or whatever.
My mood
doesn't change at all when I'm on my period, so.
Really?
Yeah,
mine does.
Just mine.
I get
mine
spicy.
Literally doesn't. I'm the same. So.
I'm feisty normally, but when I'm on, I get so feisty.
Yeah. But also, like, periods are a normal thing, so it's like, we literally can't, well, there's some things you could do about it, but, like, most people don't do that, so it's like it's a way of
like,
life.
You wouldn't
like, why
be
does it
born
matter?
If your
like,
mother didn't have a period.
Exactly. You
so,
tell them, Nikki.
Just say
you go off.
Wait.
Yeah.
You wouldn't. Because no, you wouldn't be more born if you didn't have a mother who's a girl. Just saying.
Actually, if okay. Anyway.
What? Okay.
Okay,
is this okay? I don't really know what to say about this because I don't know what the other side is saying other than like, oh, women are like hormonal, so they shouldn't be able to vote, but like women are affected by. I feel like anyone who's a U.S. citizen that's affected by the laws should get to vote.
Yeah,
I think they should lower the voting age to 16. Because
yes,
people...
you know, this is sort of off topic, but I'm super mad because in the next election, like the next national election, 2024, I'm going to miss the election date by less than a month. I'll be 17 and I'll miss it less than a month.
My sister's not even a citizen yet, so even when she turns 18, she can't.
Oh my god, 2024 is when I'm going to graduate. Oh my god, I'm old. I'm old!
You literally just told everyone your age. You're such an idiot.
Well, we said our age.
We already said
why?
I'm 14.
Oh, then I'll just say I just turned 13.
We're not telling them our birthday.
Already told
them we're not telling them our social security number. It's okay.
Can
Nikki.
I?
God.
Okay.
I don't
okay.
know myself.
Can I say something? This is kind of off topic. But you know what made me feel old? When I learned that the Ice Bucket Challenge started in 2014.
Oh my gosh, really?
And Tangled came out in 2009.
Yeah.
I was only 3 years old.
Frozen came out when I was 8.
Oh my god.
So like when you guys were 8 or 7.
Ew, I'm old.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, back
to... No, wait, I want to say something.
Should we go to the next topic, which was...
Okay, I was waiting to say it. Anyway.
Go ahead.
Some of their excuses is that more women... vote for like Democrats, and this is like Trump supporters saying this. They're like, yeah, but more women vote for like Democrats, but it's like it's women saying it too, so it's like if you didn't have that right, you couldn't vote for Trump, and your president that you want to win won't win. So it's like so can many I will go down ask, too.
Can I just ask one question?
Yeah.
What is your Okay, so I'm a democratic socialist. So
what does socialist mean? I'm not educated on that at all.
It's where it's when people choose for the people.
Yes, same.
Like they what?
When people choose what's good for them and where one person doesn't, right, Ashna?
Yeah, sort of.
That's how I think of it. Like where the people choose and what's best for them.
Oh.
As long as it's not like, you know. Yeah, but I think because people, because one person just can't pick what's good for the entire country, because it's different in every state, different in every, like, region of the country, because I think, you know, people should choose for the people, because they know what's going on in their life, and they know what's, you know, because sometimes the president doesn't know what's going on with everything, you know, like, some things can be kept between a group of people.
The thing is, I don't like Biden or Trump. But, like, that's just my opinion. I don't like either of them.
You know who should run for president?
Who?
AOC. I would vote for her.
But she's not old enough.
I know, and it makes me mad.
Wait, who?
AOC.
Wait, who?
She's a senator.
She's a senator from District 14 in New York City. In New York. But, I think, also another thing, sorry, I think they should lower the age to 16 because Gen Z will take over. I'm just saying.
No, you know what I think they should do? But this is going to be an infringement on, like, voting rights, I think. So, the voting age should be lowered to 16 if you can pass, like, the U.S. citizenship test so that, like, you're at least educated.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
I feel like I couldn't pass it.
Yeah.
Actually, well,
I took the test in sixth grade.
Can I say something?
I have that book that my parents had to read for their American.
Yeah, me too.
I read that book so many times. I like pretty sure I could pass the test by now.
I made them like a Kahoot.
I was gonna say. Yeah, because like when my parents already took the test, I was like, "Well, would like,
yeah,
the average
okay,
American
my parents
actually
haven't taken
know
it yet.
Answers to these questions?"
My parents are sitting.
My parents
like a while ago.
I think they became citizens in like when I was like a year or two ago. I think 2 years ago they became citizens.
My parents like literally just got their green card.
Yeah, same. I think my parents really? Like 2 years
really?
Ago.
Yes.
My parents have had their green card for a long time. I think they've had it for like 15, maybe 20 years.
Yeah.
And then they just decided to become citizens. Like, I don't know why.
20 years?
I think it was. Yeah, they've had it. Because how long have your parents lived here?
A long time. Like, wait, how old is Rhea now? Like, 16 years.
Were they living on visas before? Were they living on visas?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. My parents, like, when they came here, like, immediately, I think, pretty soon.
Yes.
They came and they got green cards.
Really? They came on visas. My parents have been waiting past 16 years for it.
My dad literally told.
Wow.
Really? Oh, my parents have, my dad told me literally, like, a week ago, but I already forgot. But I know my mom, I think, was living on a visa for a few years, but then
yeah, I think my dad had to as well, because every 3 months he would go back to India. Because he moved here, he originally moved to, I think, like, Indiana. So, he moved to Indiana, and then to Michigan, and then he met my mom, and then, I'll explain. Okay, so he moved to Indiana. Then every 3 months he would go back to India because of his, you know, mom and dad. Then he would come back and then he moved to Michigan. And then when he went to India, he met my mom and then they went back together. And then they got married and then they went back together and then they moved to Minnesota. So my dad has been living on a green card for a little while now.
You just told, is there any way we should edit that out? Because you told people where we live.
Okay, well, I didn't tell them my exact address. It's just Minnesota.
So okay,
yeah, we'll
can we,
figure
like, bleep
it out.
It? Can we just bleep it out? Like figure out a way to do that.
Well, and then also my parents
are the only actual American in my family.
Yeah, technically I'm the only American.
Really, I thought you. Oh,
because I was born here. My parents had to get.
Excuse me.
I mean, my family's.
I just sneezed.
Yeah.
Bless you.
Bless you. Bazoon day.
Bless you. Well, I mean, all my whole family's citizens, but I guess me and my sister were born here. Okay.
I was born here, so I'm a natural born citizen.
We shall move on because we are almost going to run out of time. We should just cap it off at an hour.
Yeah.
Unless it doesn't take turns, but yeah.
Or do you guys want to discuss a lighter topic since we've already discussed can just talk about other stuff. Because we can talk about that next time. Police brutality isn't going to go away anytime soon.
We could just dedicate a whole podcast to it. Because honestly,
So we should do that next time.
Should we just dedicate a whole podcast to that?
There's a bunch of topics within police brutality. There's white privilege, there's defunding the police, there's riots, there's all sorts
of
stuff.
Have you found that ad on YouTube where it's like, Joe Biden will not be safe?
Yeah, he's...
I get so many political ads on my YouTube.
And they're all
Trump hats too.
I'm Donald Trump Jr. and I'm here to tell you that you should vote for my dad. Mm-hmm. And I just skip it.
And then, like, I know. And then a while ago, when it was like right before Donald Trump's birthday, it was like this one lady. I think I searched up who she was because I was like, "Who the heck is this lady?" And it was like Eric Trump's wife. Uh-huh. She's like, "Oh, sign his sign this thing for his birthday." And then I was like, really, does he even know she exists? Because I doubt he knows who Eric Trump is.
Yeah.
You know what I was like thinking of doing?
Yeah.
Hmm. What?
Just for his birthday, just tweet all birthdays matter.
I was so tempted to sign his card and be like, Trump 2020, 6 feet under though, with like the fairy emojis and everything.
Wait, I don't get it.
6 feet under is like you put a coffin, you're dead.
Six feet under. I get it. We're not stupid. Oh.
Like it's Trump 2020, but only when you're 6 feet under.
Okay, wait one sec. I need to go to the bathroom. Sorry.
I was really tempted to put that with like the fairy emojis, if you know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Our next topic. Should we?
I don't know what topics I really want to talk about.
I don't know.
Huh. Does pineapple deserve to be on pizza?
Okay. What?
It does.
Oh my god! Yes.
So.
I know, okay, I get, like, some Italians are like, love it, like, and... you know, like, you're taking our, like, thing and, like, turning it into something else, like, you're putting your own toppings on it, but it's like,
okay, well, then
do you know how many people have modified Indian food?
Yes, like, okay. What is not bread?
Sorry, I'm back, what are we talking about?
Yeah. We're talking about how pineapples deserve to be on pizzas.
This is one of the most controversial topics, I feel like, in the U.S., and we are all pro-pineapple.
We're all pro-pineapple.
Yeah.
Yep. I feel like when we all talked about this and realized that we all like pineapple.
Yeah, you know, whenever we order pizza together, and then, like, they're like, so what do you want? We're all like, pineapple!
Mm-hmm.
I am here to say that Anika got me addicted to it, so I can blame my addiction on Anika and not myself. So.
I love pineapple on pizza. I don't like pineapple and ham on pizza, but just pineapple.
You're welcome.
You don't like the Hawaiian pizza?
I've never had pineapple
on pizza. Oh, I'm fine with Hawaiian.
It's not that good. I don't really like ham on pizza. Maybe pineapple and chicken, but...
I don't like ham.
Yeah, I don't really like ham, unless it's like a ham and mustard sandwich, but that's it.
Can't relate. When you can't relate.
When you can't relate, like, you're vegetarian and refuse to try the impossible burger.
I'm becoming a vegetarian.
I never refused, okay, Nikki? I've had an impossible burger.
I was like, you should try the impossible burger. You're like, okay. Or you go, okay.
Okay.
That sounds so rude.
Okay, well, your sounds so uninterested. You're like, yeah, sure, whatever.
No, like, literally, I tell you something that I'm super interested in, you're just like,
Okay, we had an impossible
burger before. It's not any different. It's probably just more expensive and has fancier stuff on it.
Okay, I think we should go back to the pineapple.
It's so good. It tastes exactly like a burger, and it looks exactly like one, but it's plant-based, and it had vegan cheese on it, too.
I personally really like it because it doesn't. So you know how some like burgers have like that black bean or like chickpea or carrots or whatever. It actually tastes like a genuine burger. Like you don't taste like the black beans, or you can't taste anything that's super in there.
I know. So I like it. It tastes like red meat and everything. I was like, how is this possible?
Mm-hmm. How did, wait, so what did it
taste like? Because it's not.
It tasted like an actual burger, Asha. No, like an actual not you. I'm beef asking burger.
Because you've had red meat, but what did it taste like to you?
Me?
No, I thought she said she has
never had an impossible one.
But she's never had a real.
I like it because I've eaten but like soy burgers before. But, like, the soy burgers that I eat are so much more different than the actual Impossible Burger. Because the soy burgers that I eat, they look like if you cook them and then open them, it looks like chicken. Because I know what chicken looks like because my mom eats chicken. But when you, break it in half, it's, like, it's such, I don't want it to sound gross, but it's, like, stringy. You know what chicken looks like when you cut it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then you, like, see, like, the little, like, fibers or whatever.
I just remembered. No, because, Asha's just like, so what did it taste like? Didn't you say you tried an Impossible Burger and not a real burger? You know what that reminded me of?
What?
When Asha was like, you don't know what butter chicken tastes like? You're vegetarian. But we talk about it all the time.
No, it was because Asha said she had butter paneer while we've had butter chicken. Different. And we've said that before.
But just because you eat butter paneer doesn't mean taste exactly what butter chicken tastes like. You're going to eat butter paneer.
Butter chicken and butter paneer taste different.
No, they don't.
No, paneer, makhni, and butter chicken
taste different. Yeah, they really do.
Same, but chicken is obviously butter meat, paneer so and like... butter chicken taste different.
Well, it depends. Okay, whatever. Because what were you saying about Impossible Burger again?
Me?
Yeah, because I really want to try it.
You should.
I got it from Cheesecake Factory today, and it was so good.
So the ones that I eat, they're like the frozen ones from like Hy-Vee, and it's called Morningstar. If you want to try it, go do that. They also have chicken nuggets. They have bacon. They have corn dogs. Love it. They also have like a tomato. They have like pizza flavored burgers. Nuts. They have a black bean. They have a spicy one. They're so good. But the one that I want to try is way different than the actual, like, Impossible Burger, because that one is, like, you know, packed, like, real meat, but it's basically soy granules with, like, seasoning and everything, but this other one is literally, like, a soy patty then breaded. But I personally...
that doesn't sound good at all.
It's better than... I can't really.
Yeah, this is kind of gross.
Just try it.
Next time you guys come over, you can try it. The Impossible Burger from where I went with Cheesecake Factory. But if you try it from there, you will not tell the difference. Like if I gave that to you, said this is a hamburger, like this is an actual beef burger, you would believe it. Like you would think there's no way this is a
I would get it burger. From Red Robin because they have one, and I get the Burning Love with Because that one's a little spicy because it has, like, that tomato salsa in it. Yeah. And I get it with the Impossible Patty, and it tastes... I don't know what meat tastes. I don't know what a burger tastes like, but, like, it tastes like I'm eating meat. Yeah, that's what I would expect if I was eating, like a red meat burger. That's what I would expect. So, I don't know if that says much, but I like it.
I love how we went for pineapple and pizza to the Impossible Burger.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like we last week.
Oh, because I said she refused to try it.
Yeah. But next time you guys come over, we'll make burgers and then you can tell me what you think.
Okay, good. I'm so excited.
I'm going to go have the other half of the Impossible Burger when I'm done with this.
We can get Red Robin, and then we can, like, split two burgers.
Yeah. I've never been to Red Robin.
I've only been there once, and it was pretty good, but I wouldn't say it's the best.
Really? We get it because we like their, burger.
Red Robin.
I've been there a few times.
Save big money
at Menards.
Wait. Hold on, I have a question for you guys. Is it, like, kind of, isn't the
food
kind of bad? I mean, for me, at least, on my part, it's kind of bad.
Okay.
You guys just sound really weird, but it's okay, because we're almost done.
That's me.
Okay.
I think we should wrap up now. Or
not. Yeah, we all got coffee. Yeah. Well, yeah, okay, but can I just say something? We all got coffee before this, just so we seem like kind of professional, you know?
She doesn't
drink. Oh my god!
But Asha didn't get coffee.
Oh my god, our cheers, guys. Let's go, and then we all take a sip of coffee. Asha, you can take your water, but...
Okay.
I should make tea. Like, I have this vanilla chai tea. I can just have that.
So, but what I was gonna say is, if at any point in this podcast you heard, like, weird... if you heard weird sipping noises, it's probably us drinking coffee. Chai tea,
that's another controversial topic.
Oh yeah, what coffee? About
tea? Not chai tea. It's not chai tea. I accidentally said tea, but it's not chai tea. Chai tea is
I had boba with cha yesterday, and it was yummy.
And we'd be like,
Ashna, I wouldn't say that's a controversial topic.
You're just gonna say, I'm gonna go drink some tea.
That's just controversial topic.
That's just something that Indians get annoyed with.
Oh, okay, yeah, we'll talk about that, like, in a couple episodes.
Yeah,
it annoys me so much.
So, in later episodes, I feel like we should be talking about, like, Indian annoyances / controversial topics. Or we can
I have so many, but let's not talk about it right now. We can do it later.
Guys, we can just FaceTime after this and then, like, make notes and everything. So, we'll close out this one.
I have to eat.
Yeah, I'm also going to eat.
You could just eat on this. We'll talk.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, peace out, guys. We're just going to go eat.
Bye. I'll see you guys in the next episode.
Bye.
Yeah. Hopefully you like this podcast.
Bye.
I don't